All right, continuing Toy Fair 2006 podcast for RTM, day two. This is Rob, and we'll be hitting on Toy Biz next. First off, we want to say that the topic of Hasbro came up, and the answer was pretty much, to kind of make it a little more clear, the press release isn't 100, I don't think it's 100% clear, but just to make it 100% clear to everyone, after 2006, Hasbro will be doing design, manufacture, the whole shebang for Marvel stuff, and it looks like for the next 5 years is what it's planned for. So what that means is that next Toy Fair, Toy Biz will not have a showroom with Marvel toys. They'll still have a showroom. It'll be in a different place simply because the building they're in has been sold. The toy building, the two toy buildings that are there have been sold, and they're going to be turned into condos. But so they're going to, they just won't have the Marvel license with them. But they'll still be called Marvel Toys. That's what they're going to be called this year, and they'll continue with that. They just won't make actual Marvel Toys. They'll just be called Marvel Toys. Not sure I totally understand that, but it's a little ironic, I think. But anyway, so what it means is the stuff that they showed here at Toy Fair this year, as far as the Marvel licenses go, is pretty much the rest of what. There shouldn't be anything else for us to see. That's the rest of what Toy Biz is going to be doing for Marvel. Now, what's going to happen after this year? Again, it really comes down to what Hasbro wants to do. It was asked point blank, and the thing is, first off, it's not for Toy Biz to say what they're going to do. And secondly, it's basically, you know, the people to ask are Hasbro. And Hasbro doesn't have everything written in stone yet as far as what they're going to do. But they're already working on a 2007 product. They're certainly going to try and continue anything that is successful. Marvel Legends has been a very successful line for Toy Biz. And all signs are pointing to them wanting to continue it. Now, is it going to be exactly the same? Well, you will have... you know, there will be some differences. I suspect the first thing is the price is going to go up. If it doesn't go up this year, it'll certainly go up, in my opinion, once Hasbro takes over. I just think that's more a matter of how it looks and the fact that, to be quite honest, Marvel Legends are, you know, cheaper than they really probably should be. I mean, it's a great deal. It really is. But what's going to happen is that... more than likely, the price is going to almost have to go up. I mean, especially with the cost of plastic, the way the price of oil has gone up, which drives the price of plastic up. So that's affecting everyone, and that's definitely something that's going to start squeezing companies that make a lot of petroleum-based products. But the first thing is something new. Before I hop right into the Marvel stuff, it's sort of a teaser. We'll save the best stuff for the end of the podcast, so you have to listen. No fast-forwarding. All right. Code Lyoko. That's a kind of an anime TV show. That's going to be a very big push for Toy Biz with a line of figures, little dioramas, rotocast figures, and role-play stuff. Now, to be honest, I don't know much about it. It's something new. We've got some information and images to put up when we get to it. And we'll try and bring you up to speed on that. But that's something that will continue past this year. You can also expect TNA, the wrestling line, Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, to continue into the future. That's again another license that they're not losing, and they're going to continue manufacturing products for. Now, beyond, they've got the wrestling. They are still making some Spider-Man and Friends this year. I did not ask if that was included in the Hasbro deal, but my assumption would be it was. But it may not be. I'm not sure. Also, Curious George. We really didn't get a chance to see the Curious George stuff because it's preschool. It's based for a preschool age group. I realize that there certainly are some people on the forum who probably fit in the preschool age group. However, that's not going to be the... We really didn't have a chance to sit down and look at those. And I know some people will be interested in them, but they're, again, designed as preschool toys. But anyway, for the most part, Those are their non-Marvel licenses, and Toy Biz certainly will look at maybe getting some more licenses for different things, depending on what makes sense for them over the future. But nothing to really be said about that right now. Now, you also have want to talk a little bit. They had some more of the stunt system stuff there that really didn't go into much. There's of course the Fantastic Four animated line. Okay, it's for a Fantastic Four animated show. They're actually 5-inch scale. They're not 6-inch scale. They're different scales, so they're not really going to totally fit in with your Marvel Legends. They're just going to be too small. And one of the reasons that's driving that is, again, the price of plastic. You have to take that into account. But also they're going to continue the Build-A-Figure concept is going to go with Fantastic Four animated. And what you get is one of the Mole Man's monsters. Now, one thing you're going to notice with some of the pictures that once they start showing up or they're already up is that they look like really big scale inconsistencies. Those are not final product. They are prototypes, and they're still working out size issues. For example, the Invisible Woman looks small. You know, she's smaller than she's going to be when it's done. And like the Mole Creature prototype is much bigger than the actual product's going to be when all is said and done. So just keep that in mind that there'll be some scale differences. Still continuing along with Superhero Showdown, a lot more figures, some women added to the mix. I don't want to get into every character or anything like that, but they're going to continue with that. It is, I suppose, possible that we may see some more different Superhero Showdown figures later in the year, and a few other little things possibly, depending on, because in a little self plug here, but we're running a survey on Superhero Showdown or Marvel Legends Showdown, as it's been renamed. So, you know, if you're interested in the future of that and you haven't taken the survey yet, take it. There's a link somewhere on the site. Hopefully you can find it. And not sure when those might appear, though. We'll have more information when we give them the results from the survey. And that should be given out. The survey is probably going to run one more week, and then we'll send in the results and try and let people know what's going on with that. But Superhero Showdown is definitely continuing. They did have more of the X-Men figures. Okay, now they're more of a generic X-Men line. Also, will there be an X3 line? Well, at the at Toy Fair, they said that there would be. They have nothing to show. Why? Because they don't have any reference art for X3. We're going to have to look into that some more to see exactly what they have planned for X3. But basically, it had a lot to do with not having reference art and being able to work up prototypes and things like that yet. So they're going to stick with this kind of generic X-Men line. I will actually include a lot of well-known characters, but some different looks for them. Continuing, they're also going to continue with the Amazing Spider-Man line, as it's called now, Spider-Man Classics of Amazing Spider-Man, except they've added more villains. So there's like a nice Hobgoblin, Jack-O-Lantern, Toxin. I mean, there's a lot of nice, a lot more nice villains added to the line. It's a nice range of characters. So they're going to continue with that. They're looking at some more Rotocast stuff with the, like the larger Rotocast with Daredevil and, Black Costume Spider-Man. And there was one other Rotocast, which I can't remember, but it's another larger Rotocast figure. But they do plan on continuing with the Spider-Man line. And before I go on, I just want to kind of jump in on this and maybe eat a little crow, I guess. But I expected the Toy Biz media event to be much worse than it actually was. It actually was pretty well organized. They kept people in two groups, and the groups weren't too large. At least in our group, there really wasn't any problem being able to take pictures of everything that you wanted to. It sounded like it was the other group was not quite as efficient as we were, so it was a little harder to take pictures there. But they actually did a nice job of having it organized. It's generally a smaller group. Probably part of that could be, I'm not sure how many people didn't show up because of the weather, but anyway, there was definitely it was definitely a pretty well done event. So, and I really didn't expect much, and I was surprised and happily surprised that everything went very smoothly. Everyone had a chance to see everything. I would have liked a little more of a presentation for some of the stuff, but other than that, it was actually a pretty good event. And you had a chance to talk to the product managers, Damon Nee and Jesse Falcon. So that's always nice. So moving on, yes, they're continuing Amazing Spider-Man. They've got X-Men. On to sort of the Marvel Legends bunch. And along with Marvel Legends, they've got a new lineup called Icons, which is injection molded, basically 12-inch scale, you know, 1/6 scale type of larger figures that are still going to have a lot of the same, you know, hallmarks of the Marvel Legends line. Plenty of articulation, nice sculpting and detailing. And so they had the early figures from that. They looked really nice. Of course, you got to have Wolverine, and so he's one of them. But they have that, the Icons line. Also, of course, plenty of Marvel Legends. I'm sure pictures are circulating around everywhere. They had through Series 15. Series 14 is the All Villains Wave with the Onslaught, kind of the Crab Armor Onslaught. Then Series 14 is the Mojo Wave. No X-Baby, sorry. That doesn't look like it's going to be included. But they will have a Build-A-Figure Mojo. And then Series 15, which is the MODOK Wave. So that way you have a Build-A-Figure of the MODOK from AIM. And included also with that, they did show the actual Walmart exclusive wave, or as they called it, the Giant Man wave. And Giant Man is the Build-A-Figure in there, and a variety of very cool different figures. That's actually going to be one of the cooler assortments that they have this year. Just a great variety, and then a lot of different figures, all very cool. Surprisingly enough, a Captain Britain as a Walmart exclusive, which is a little ironic with Sam Walton's big Buy American campaign in the, I think it was the mid-90s. Except this time you can get Captain Britain made in China. Sweet. Talk about your global economy. There it is at work. But they did show that off. We'll have pictures up of that at some time in the future. Also, box sets that had been seen previously, the Monster box set, the Young Avengers box set, and one of the surprises that came out of here was a House of M box set, which included the Hulk, Thing, Iron Man, and a fourth one that I can't think of right at the moment. So definitely a very cool, nice little surprise there for a box set. And they definitely plan to continue, you know, throughout the year, that's what they have planned. It's a pretty hefty schedule, actually, because you're looking at least three more series of Marvel Legends, not counting the Walmart exclusive series, so that's a fourth series, plus four box sets, I think. So still a lot of Marvel Legends that are going to be available for the rest of this year, at least. And then hopefully Hasbro will continue the line. Now, just let me be clear, okay? They did not say, yes, Hasbro is going to continue the Marvel Legends line. They did not say Hasbro is not going to continue the Marvel Legends line. All they said was, basically, they can't really, you know, my feeling is, yes, the line is going to continue. And they're certainly working with Hasbro to make a transition so that Hasbro can, because Hasbro likes the line. I mean, it is a cool line. And hopefully they're working with them to kind of transition it to a point where Hasbro can continue it, at least in a similar fashion to the way it is now. My personal feeling is I'm not sure that Hasbro can do it, because Hasbro is a company that's a larger company than Toy Biz. They have a much larger overhead. But anyhow, time will certainly tell whether Hasbro can continue the line as it is. But if they take it all in-house, I think you'll see some changes, just because as a bigger company, they've got a lot of overhead. It needs to sell very well. They're looking for lines that do really well, like movie lines. That's their big interest in the Marvel license, you know, because movie lines do extremely well. And so I think there may be some changes. But again, we'll just have to wait and see. But as I said earlier, there is not necessarily a guarantee that it will continue, but the line sells really well. It should at least continue and transition over to Hasbro. And once they've kind of taken over on it, we'll be able to have a better idea of how the line's going to develop in the future. But at least at present, you know, Toy Biz, Jesse, and Damon are working with them to try and transition stuff over. You know, there's people there who understand, who have an idea about how the line works and what's popular about it now. So those things are getting transferred over, and with any luck, it, you know, again, it's my feeling that the line will continue, and at least at first, we'll just have to wait and see. But I'm not 100% sure what we're gonna see from Hasbro. Like I said, I've heard rumors and things like that, but as far as what I can say for certain, I think there will be some changes. I think the price is going to go up. It certainly, I would think they would want to continue with the line because it is successful, but they probably will be less tolerant of it being not as successful than say, if it had been with a smaller company like Toy Biz. It's just a simple fact of, you know, a smaller company with smaller overhead doesn't need to have as big of a home run, you know, and they, you know, bigger companies like Mattel and Hasbro need to have a lot of lines that are home runs, that, you know, bigger hits, because they, again, it has a lot to do with a larger company having more overhead, whereas a smaller company can have, you know, a line that's popular, but it doesn't have to be quite as popular to survive. But anyway, there's certainly a lot of very cool Marvel Legends stuff that we will get this year. So you can definitely look forward to picking that up over the course of the next few months, and then the rest of the year. As to when Hasbro will start showing their stuff, I'm not sure contractually that they're able to show anything before next year. They're certainly not able to produce it. But if there is anything that they're going to show, my bet would be on San Diego Comic-Con for them to start revealing it. But again, it was definitely kind of a hopeful message you got from Toy Biz that said, you know, they're not just going to trash the line and turn it into, you know, when it leaves them. But again, you know, who's to say? I mean, they really don't know. But one nice thing that goes with all this is that, yes, Marvel is the license, you know, ultimately, they own the license. They're licensing it out to Hasbro. But all the approvals and everything has to come through Marvel. And Toy Biz, or Marvel Toys, as they're going to be known as, is a division of Marvel. So they're definitely going to have some input. Not necessarily that they're going to control it, but, you know, they'll hopefully stop it from, you know, if it does get to the point where it could turn into something really wild, you know, like Spider-Man on a bump and go bike. Okay, maybe that's a bad example, but anyway, that's just something that's built in, since Marvel does, at the end of the day, they own the license, so they do have a little bit of say in what gets made. But eventually, you know, Hasbro is going to roll everything in. They've got a whole bunch of people working in a big building in Rhode Island, which, by the way, is not even an island. That's kind of bogus, you know. Come on over to Rhode Island, but we're not an island, okay? I'm sorry, I don't know if you can trust people from Rhode Island when they're not even from an island, but as it stands, that's pretty much the state of what you have to see at Toy Biz. Everything looked really good in the showroom. Again, especially with the later series like Marvel Legends 15, which is the MODOK series, you're looking at prototypes, okay? That's not production. Things can change. Things probably will change in one way or the other. We all know how the Scarlet Witch looked so nice in the showroom, and how the Scarlet Witch, if you're able to get one, did not look quite so nice when you actually picked it up. So that's one little thing you always, kind of a caveat you need to keep in mind. Prototypes almost always look good. Production pieces don't necessarily. So just to give you kind of that heads up. But we'll definitely try and get more information out of Hasbro as we can. But right now, I think it's pretty early for them to start revealing anything. And I think that probably towards the summer shows is when we'll start getting more information out of exactly what for certain is their plan for their Marvel lines. And that's about it for Toy Biz, and I think I've covered most of the stuff there. So So that'll be it for this section of the podcast.